T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We start with the impending 3-day LAUSD workers' strike. Jenna Schwartz is a co-founder of the advocacy group Parents Supporting Teachers. She has a son in the 7th grade at a middle school in the Valley. Jenna, thanks for being with us.
Having me.
So, first of all, I guess some people wonder, and I've heard people talk about this, what the value of a 3-day strike would be anyway. So they go on strike, if they do, for 3 days, then everybody presumably goes back to work, then what?
Sure. I view it as kind of like a, hey, this is how bad it is without us, right? Almost like a warning in terms of sometimes these are the workers that don't get as much credit. Sometimes they don't get talked about as much, recognized as much, but they are truly the workers that keep our schools running.
Do you, your group supports the teachers and seems to be behind this this walkout here and the workers getting a better deal. Do you hear from parents who don't take that view, who tell you, I don't care, my kids can't afford to be out of school again? Because they look at this and they go, yeah, this is a 3-day strike, but you know what's going to happen after that? And there's going to be more strikes and more walkouts. And they're worried about that. Do you hear from those parents?
Sure. So I first just want to clarify that nobody wants a strike. So it's not that myself or any of the people in our group want a strike. What we want is a fair contract for the workers. We want them to be able to have a living wage. We want them to be brought out of poverty. Do we hear from parents who have that viewpoint? I mean, of course there are people that have that viewpoint, but that is selfish to me. We can have 3 days of a challenge, right? 3 challenging days maybe. But if it ends with these workers earning enough that they can live, maybe bring them out of homelessness, bring them out of food insecurity, it's worth it.
You have a 7th grader, right? What are you going to do if there's a strike for 3 days?
We are going to strap on our umbrellas and head out and march with these workers and with the teachers that are supporting them. And it's going to be a lesson in civics for 3 days.
But let me ask you something, because and correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't sound, or it sounds as if you're in a position where if there's a strike for 3 days, you don't have, or do you, the dilemma of do I go to work for 3 days or do I miss work for 3 days and stay home with the kid?
Absolutely. No, I am incredibly fortunate that I am able to go and march with the teachers. And I am incredibly grateful for Mayor Bass and the City of Los Angeles and our school district for opening up rec centers, opening up school sites, so that for families who aren't able to take work off, they do have a place for their kids to go. I also know of a bunch of parents who have volunteered to take their friends' kids so that their friends don't have to miss work. And this is part of the way our community comes together.
Are you ready for any plans down the road if we do this walkout and perhaps another one? We don't know. For kids to have to make up those days, maybe do some extra days, maybe lose some holiday days down the road?
We'll see. I don't think that's on the table right now because the schools are still open for the other workers, which means their contract would have to be changed. But I am really only looking towards tomorrow. I'm still incredibly hopeful that it won't even happen, that we're going to, that SEIU and LAUSD are going to reach a consensus today, and we are going to get a lovely notification that says school is on tomorrow and no one is marching in the rain or missing school.
I'm curious, Jenna, during the lockdown phase of the pandemic, how did you handle that with your child?
We're definitely tough times. My son, as many children, and I have an older child as well, did not enjoy being home. They struggled mightily, as you know, tweens and teens do. I was the first thing my son said is, wait, do we have to have Zoom again? So that is definitely not something that anybody wants. The teachers, some of the teachers I know worked way harder doing Zoom school than they have to in their traditional school year, because they had to create everything from scratch.
Right, but the reason why, Jenna, the reason why I asked you that question was because, as I understand it, if there's a 3-day strike, there won't be Zoom school for the 3 days.
No.
Because the school system isn't set up for it. So are you now concerned that even though it's 3 days, your kid will actually lose 3 days of instruction after having gone through that lockdown phase for 2+ years?
Sure. I mean, I don't think anybody wants their child to miss any instruction, right? Our kids missed a lot. And to have to sort of reckon that with, again, like, is what's worse, my child or any child missing 3 days of instruction, or the possibility of an entire workforce earning a livable wage? I can't justify my own concerns about 3 days for my own kid versus an entire workforce.
All right, Jenna Schwartz, thank you so much for joining us with the group Parents Supporting Teachers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.